Now our producer, Mr. William Keeler.
Act two of No Highway in the Sky, starring James Stewart as Theodore Honey and Marlena Dietrich as Monica Teasdale, with Evelyn Eaton as Marjorie. It's a few moments later. Mr. Honey is resting. Across the aisle of the dimly lighted plane, Marjorie Corder, the stewardess, is talking to Monica Teasdale.
Well, I don't think it'll happen again, Miss Teasdale. He seems to be dozing now.
What's the matter with that little man?
I'm afraid he's got some rather odd ideas.
He certainly has. He told me to sit on the floor in the men's room. If that isn't an odd idea, I'd like to meet one.
I think he was trying to tell you the best place to be if there were an accident.
Is that what I really ought to do?
I think he's right about it being the safest place.
But if he's right about that, he may also be right about the tail falling off. Who is he?
Some kind of a scientist, I think. Oh, but I assure you there's nothing to be alarmed about. Captain...
Now, listen, dear. The scientist says the plane is going to crash. The captain says it isn't. Your vote doesn't count because you have to string along with the captain, so that leaves it a tie. And as far as I'm concerned... What's that? The motors, they don't sound the same.
We've merely cut our inboard engines to save fuel.
Why should it be necessary to save fuel?
Well, all I meant was...
Just a minute. If I'm going to meet my maker, I'd like to know about it. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to have a little talk with Mr. Honey.
Miss Teasdale, please, I've just got him quiet.
Right now, I don't want him quiet. May I sit down, Mr. Honey?
Oh, yes, of course, Miss Teasdale.
When you came over before, I was only half awake and I only half heard. Would you like a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Now, about our crashing into the sea...
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but I don't believe we've turned back. They must have told the pilot to maintain a course to Newfoundland.
Then we are going to crash?
I would say there's an excellent chance.
I see. I don't see at all, of course. But the pilot should understand you. Why doesn't he turn back? Would it help if I talked to him?
No, I don't think so. Besides, I think we're quite near the point of no return, anyway.
Point of no return?
Yes, that's where it's as short to go on as it is to turn back.
Oh, I thought you meant something else. Oh, funny. I would have thought I'd feel quite differently being right up against it like this. All these other passengers...
Well, fortunately, I believe most of them are asleep, so...
Makes you wonder which one you'd pick out to save if you were God, and which one wouldn't matter much, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought much about things like that.
No, you never had time, did you? You were so busy with your multiplication table. But you had a chance to play God for a little while. Why did you pick me out when you decided to save someone?
Oh, but you ought to live. I mean, the work you do, you ought to keep on doing.
Oh, the work. No, I don't think I buy that. A few cans of celluloid and a junk heap someday. But you are a scientist. You are worth something to the world. I think I've picked you to be saved.
Well, that's very nice of you, Miss Teasdale. But I think it'll be all right about me.
Haven't you any family?
Oh, my little girl. She's staying with neighbors until I get back.
The little girl is worth a lot to come back to.
Oh, yes. We're really very fond of one another. She's 12 now. She's much more soundly developed than most children her age. She really has a remarkable grasp of crystallography.
Oh, that's very good, of course.
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, it's quite fundamental, you see. Crystallography...
Has she got a compact?
What?
One of these things, a compact.
Oh, I don't know. Why?
Never mind. That isn't it, eh?
No, that's not it.
Some more minutes and each one is kind of like a present, isn't it? You know what I was thinking about just then? All the people who will come to my funeral. That'll be quite an occasion.
Do you have a family, Mr. Teasdale?
No, not even a husband at the moment. But there's my agent. Oh, my agent, he'll be very sad. He has 5 more years to go at 10%. And then there's Lauren Colvin. She'll cry the most. She'll give a beautiful performance, and then she'll try to get the part in the picture I was going to make. I suppose that's why I don't feel the way I should. I would have stopped working quite a while ago if I could have figured out what to do with myself. I was married 3 times, but it never came to anything. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was all my fault. Maybe Providence is trying to tell me something. Maybe it took a first-class high dive into the middle of the Atlantic to make me quit. And maybe I'd rather it ended with a big splash.
Oh, no. Miss Teasdale, you've made people happy you don't even know about. Why, like my wife, Mary. Do you know that she took me to see one of your pictures that last night before the bomb came? She talked a lot about it after we got home.
Oh?
You made that last night very happy for her. Now, that's worth doing, Miss Teasdale. You know, when we used to go to pictures, we used to walk right out of them whenever Mary didn't like them, but we never walked out on one of your pictures.
Mr. Honey, this is not exactly the best compliment I've ever had, but maybe it's the nicest.
Well, that's why I had to tell you what I did. I have to do everything I can for you, don't you see?
You mean it, too, don't you? Scientists are always so busy figuring out new things. Why don't you figure out a mascara that won't run?
Hmm? Oh, well, I'm afraid that's a little out of my field.
It's all right. I'll be as good as new in a minute. Thank you for holding my hand.
Come in, Miss Corder. The passengers, everything all right back there?
Everything quiet, Captain. They're asleep, most of them. We're behind schedule, aren't we?
Yes, hour and 20 minutes. Well, let them sleep. Coast is all closed in. Fog. We may have to sit up here till it breaks.
Want some coffee?
The only thing I want is to get this ship...
Take a look to starboard, sir.
Starboard? Well, well, well. Do I see lights down there, Mr. Dobson?
Yes, sir. Looks rather pretty, don't you think?
Radio Gander, tell him we've just sighted the coast. Unfeathered 2 and 3 inches.
Yes, sir.
Now, how long?
About half an hour. I'll take that coffee now, thanks.
Right. Miss Teasdale? Miss Teasdale?
Hmm? Oh, yes?
Sorry to awaken you. We're landing in about 20 minutes.
We're that close? We're still in one piece?
Yes, it's a lovely clear night.
So it is. The stars are out. Oh, I must have fallen asleep on your shoulder, Mr. Honey.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's quite all right.
I'm sorry you had to be so worried, Mr. Honey.
How long will we be in Gander?
About an hour, I imagine. Excuse me, please.
Quite a night, Mr. Honey. I guess you must have multiplied somewhere where you should have divided.
Well, Mr. Honey, this is Gander.
Well, the stewardess asked me to stay here on the plane. She
Mr. said... Mr. Honey, this is Mr. Lund. He's in charge of all flights in and out of Gander.
Yes, how do you do?
Lund, I want this aircraft inspected as no other's ever been inspected. Every ruddy inch of it.
Yes, sir, we'll get out of it immediately.
If, as I expect, this inspection is satisfactory, I'm refusing to carry Mr. Honey any further.
Well, now, just a minute here, sir.
I consider his presence aboard an unnecessary hazard. I'll arrange that all other flights leaving this airfield are adequately informed about him before they carry him.
Yes, sir.
And meanwhile, if there's an office or something in your building that's not being used... I'm going to Radio London, Mr. Honey. Pending their answer, you're staying here at Gander Airfield.
Well, you all right, Mr. Honey? It's a nice warm office, isn't it? Here, I hope you like bacon and eggs.
Well, thank you. It's very nice of you, Miss Corder. What about the plane?
They've just about finished the inspection.
Well, they won't find anything wrong. I told him that. I wish... People didn't think they knew everything.
You mean you still believe it's going to crash?
Yes, I believe that. I suppose if they take off, Miss Teasdale will go too.
I expect she will.
I think she believed me for a little while last night, and then I don't think she did.
Your eggs are getting cold, Mr. Honey.
That plane in Labrador, I suppose there was a stewardess on that one, too.
Yes, I knew her very well.
Couldn't you believe me, Miss Corder? You've been so very kind to me, and you ought to live and get married and bring up a family. You'd be very good at that.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mr. Honey. You said that just about as nicely as anyone could. But I think everything will be all right. Captain Samuelson knows a great deal about aircraft. Well, I'd better be going, and you will eat, won't you? I I won't lock the door if you promise not to speak to any of the other passengers.
I won't.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Honey. And please stop worrying.
Well, that's about it, Captain. The safety locks are out in the landing gear, but apart from that, your aircraft is clear. You can pick up new locks in Montreal.
There's no risk involved.
No, of course not. Keep a man standing by the lever on taking off and landing, just so nobody catches a coat on it or something. Be rather awkward, you know, if the wheels retracted while you were still on the ground.
Well, just sign us out and we'll be... What are you doing here, Mr. Honey?
Captain, I just happened
to... Mr. Honey, I'm flying this aircraft to Montreal. I want you to get off and stay off.
Captain, you mustn't take this airplane off the ground. You can't do it. Believe me, mathematics is a very exact science. It'll be just like that crash in Labrador and the stewardess and all these people.
Stop and get him off the plane.
No, you can't do this. I won't allow it.
Get away from that
lever. This plane has got to be... Oh, it just folded up. I pulled the lever and it just folded right up and sat down.
Well, Mr. Honey, back in the office, I see. Only now there's an armed guard outside, isn't there? Mr. Honey, why did you do it?
I just had to do it, that's all. I had to do it. They wouldn't listen to me. Well, there'll be quite a delay for everybody now, won't there?
Yes, Mr. Honey, quite a delay.
Mr. Honey, if you believe in something, you believe in doing something about it.
Oh, yes. Hello, Miss Teasdale.
Don't these things cost an awful lot of money?
Oh, a tremendous amount of money. I don't know what they're going to do about it. I've never had any experience with anything like this before.
I should think nobody has. I think this is a kind of a world record. You didn't do it for yourself either, did you? No, we were leaving you behind, weren't we? Look, you better stay here, Mr. Honey. Some of the passengers are a little annoyed with you.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll stay here. I'm under some sort of an arrest, I think.
Well, I try to find out what happens next.
Well, it's very nice of you not to be angry about the delay.
Oh, it's worth it. You don't meet a world record every day.
You know, there'll be quite a lot in the newspapers about this.
Oh, dear, yes. Oh, that means my little girl will find out about it, too. Won't you? I can't imagine what she'll think about me.
Look, I'll probably be sent back to London now for reassignment. Would it help if I went to see your daughter?
Oh, would you do that for me? Well, there's no telling what she'll hear, is there?
Well, whatever she hears, I imagine she'll understand.
Oh, she will? Well, frankly, Miss Corder, I wish I did.
Come in, Mr. Scott, come in. Well, I understand you finally got through to Gander.
Yes, sir, darling, it's true. Right down to the last blast of detail. Mr. Honey wrecked the plane. Mr. Honey dropped that reindeer right on its belly.
It should interest all you gentlemen that in addition to frantic calls from the press, the ARB, the Treasury, and the Home Office, I also heard from Sir David.
Oh, dear.
It is Sir David's belief that there isn't enough money in the Bank of England to pay for the damage done to British aviation by the implication of the safety of their aircraft. Furthermore, he refuses to fly Mr. Honey back to England.
But Honey must be returned here at once, Sir John, for the inquiry.
Sir David has contacted the RAF. He said they, at least, are equipped to take risks.
Excuse me, sir. There's a Miss Monica Teasdale to see you, Sir John.
Teasdale?
Yes, the film star.
First of all, Miss Teasdale, we're curious as to how you got back here so quickly.
I came back with the crew, gentlemen. Something about having to return for reassignment, so I decided to come along. Now, about Mr. Honey.
Ah, yes. Mr. Honey is expected here tomorrow night. The army has consented to bring him over in a bomber.
Miss Teasdale, if you can give us any idea of what really happened.
They were going to take off from Montreal, although he told them they shouldn't. And the lever was right there, so he pulled it. You've never seen such a commotion in your life. I guess a thing like that hasn't happened before in the history of the world.
No, fortunately, no. Have you known Mr. Honey long?
No. I met him on the plane. He came to tell me that he thought we were in trouble.
And what did he do? Explain his theory?
He did, and I believed him.
Did you understand it?
Not a word.
Well, then how could you? I mean, after all...
I don't know a thing about mathematics, Sir John. But I know when a man knows what he's talking about. That funny little man is brave and kind and on the level. But they'll throw him to the wolves now, won't they?
The wolves?
They'll say he's a lunatic and let it go at that. Well, that's why I wanted to meet the people he worked for.
I want to find out if you're going to stand by him. Somebody's got to, you know.
We don't know whether Mr. Honey is right or wrong, but I assure you nothing will be spared to get at the truth. We sincerely hope to find it on the side of Mr. Honey.
Well, I don't think there was much need in my coming here, but I'm glad I did.
We're indebted to you, Miss Teasdale.
Isn't there anything I can do for him? His little girl. I thought that if I went to see her, maybe I could stop by just to see if she's all right.
Oh, I think that would be very nice. She's staying with neighbors, I believe. If you don't mind coming with me, I'll look up the address.
Thank you. Sir John, there's going to be trouble for Mr. Honey, isn't there?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Thank you again, and goodbye.
Sir John, when he got off the bomber, he went directly
to... Now, Sir John, I protest. I protest very strongly. The vibration shed's under guard. They refuse to let me through. Now, why has my work been taken out of my hands?
Please sit down, Mr. Honey.
I'm not in the habit of going around wrecking things. You ought to know that.
If you please. The Board of Inquiry has agreed to defer the hearing concerning your conduct in Gander until your test in the shed has reached the 1,440-hour mark. The figure you yourself suggested.
That figure was suggested and arrived at by the science of mathematics.
Fact remains that if your test proves your contention, the airline and everyone else will be extremely grateful to you. If it does not, or if we fail to get supporting evidence from Labrador...
Well, how can I look for evidence in Labrador when I'm ordered back here?
We sent someone else, Mr. Honey. Penworthy left yesterday.
Penworthy? Oh, very capable man, I approve.
Thank you. Meanwhile, the Board of Inquiry plans to issue a statement. Something to offset all this ruinous publicity. That yours was the act of an irresponsible and unbalanced mind. They want the supporting opinion of qualified psychologists. In other words, they wish to test you, as well as that tail assembly.
To see if I'm insane?
Yes, that's right.
Do you think I'm insane?
No, I don't think so. I'd hate to have them look me over at the moment. You can refuse, you know. That's your privilege.
No, I won't refuse. Let them pry and poke if they want to. And tell them I'll be in my office in the morning if they want to see me.
Thank you.
Well, if there's nothing else, I think I'll go home.
We'll return shortly with Act 3 of No Highway in the Sky. Have you ever wondered how a star is born? Well, my guest tonight is just the girl to tell you. She's the 20th Century Fox starlet, Lux Lovely Virginia McGuire.
Being groomed for stardom is work, Mr. Keeley. After winning a photoplay scholarship, I studied at Pasadena Playhouse. Now I'm learning from the stars out at Fox, like Susan Hayward. You know, Susan plays Jane Froman in 20th Century Fox's new Technicolor musical, With a Song in My Heart.
Yes, and the other wonderful stars are Rory Calhoun, David Wayne, and Thelma Ritter.
You'll see the romantic story of Jane Froman's marriage to the pilot who saved her life.
And how the courageous singer got off her hospital bed to entertain so she could pay for more operations.
Jane Froman recorded 30 top tunes for With a Song in My Heart. Her voice is thrilling.
So is Susan Hayward's sparkling complexion. Susan is devoted to Lux Soap Care with its newfound skin tonic action.
Well, here in Hollywood, we think skin tonic action in Lux Care is the beauty news of the year. It makes complexion so much smoother and fresher.
Skin tonic action actually stimulates moisture within your skin. It's this moisture within that gives your complexion dewy freshness. Yes, it's moisture from within that counteracts dryness, that makes skin look smoother, younger.
Its benefits are really wonderful.
Tests prove skin tonic action brings radiant new softness to any normal skin, your own skin. So try Lux Toilet Soap Care now. Just cream in the rich lather, rinse warm, splash cold. You'll see an immediate improvement in your complexion.
Mr. Kennedy, I love Lux for my bath, too.
Naturally. The big bath size cake of Lux is Hollywood's way to all-over loveliness.
To the smoother shoulders, smoother arms, so important with summer's bare fashion.
Thank you, Miss McGuire. Girls, tomorrow, get Hollywood's own fragrant white Lux toilet soap. Remember, 9 out of 10 screen stars are Lux girls. We pause now for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.